cut half of them out immediately.
Well, I'm
going to
get them on.
You don't need
it.
Mr. President, I understood you to say that our position now is just where it was when you first talked to President Panama. This is no new position. President, that is correct. Very short on the zone. Some of our soldiers were killed. I called the President of Panama and said that we have difficulties, problems, disagreements, obviously. We're prepared to discuss those disagreements anytime, anywhere, any place. He said, when would your people be prepared to meet mine? I said, they'll leave in 30 minutes. He said, very well. Since that time, although we have made very few public statements on it, we have tried and hoped the OAS could work this out. There have been a great many leaks back and forth, some of the stuff you call news interpretation, some news analysis, various things, some of which took place, some of which was speculation. I think it's very important that people this hemisphere know that from the beginning and now, just what this statement says, that we are willing and ready to discuss at any time with any of their representatives any problem, any difficulty in a reasonable way, and to let only equity and justice determine what course we would take subject to the constitutional process. Mr. President, what is the reason for issuing this statement? No reason. I'm sending it over there. I didn't think you would object to hearing it. Question. No, I mean to the OAS. What is the reason for sending a statement to them? So that we may reiterate our viewpoint and in some detail. Mr. President, would you think that this statement might clear up any difference in interpretation I have? President, I would not speculate on that. I'm just making a statement, sending over to the President of the OAS. What happens there, events will determine. I, of course, am hopeful we can always reason out differences together, and that's one of the purposes of my expression. Mr. President, don't formal diplomatic relations have to precede the discussion? President, obviously. Mr. President, on another subject, can you give us a reaction to the release of the Russian? Talk to the department. Okay. Mr. President, can you enlighten us on what did go on last week involving the Panamanian negotiation? There have been a lot of conflicting reports, as you mentioned earlier. No, I'm not sure that I know all that went on regarding it. As far as I know, our position in the beginning was what I just stated, and it still is. Up to this point, there's been no meeting of the mind. Mr. President, were you at all disturbed, sir, that Salazar only gave you a few hours' notice of his resignation? Second, do you agree? Mr. President, let me answer one at a time. Question, I'm sorry. The President, no. The answer is no. That is the first question. Now, what is the next one? I was not disturbed. Question, some of the newspapers interpret this as another sign supporters John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy are anxious to leave your administration. Do you agree with that, or have you seen any signs of that? President, the answer is no to that question. Mr. President, can we have the Warren Commission open to the American public? That is a matter for the Commission to determine completely. Mr. President, a rather sticky situation seems to develop in Cuba. That is a matter you should talk to the Department about. We're now looking to do it carefully. I've talked to the Secretary of State Defense about this morning. I have no announcement to be made at this time. When there is an announcement, it will come to the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State. Mr. President, you said a moment ago that there is no reason for the issuance of this statement. No, I didn't say that. I'm sorry. I didn't intend to say there was no reason. I think I would not issue it if there was no reason. There is a reason. But I thought his question was, what was the reason for giving it to them? I just thought you ought to be kept informed of what is happening in this field. Are you trying to clear the air, sir? No. I want everyone to know our position, and I think this helps. This is a statement to the President that he can use in his deliberations. I would hope that all of us realize in the beginning the United States' position was that we were willing to talk to anybody that they designated at any time, any place, review all problems and all difficulties. I don't say discuss, because that's a sticky word. Some of them do not quite understand what it means. But I say review. We're glad to do that. I made that clear that day, and I've reiterated. But I think it's good that the President of the OAS can have the details carried in this statement. Do you expect any major developments in the East-West relations? Well, we always hope for the best. Mr. President, do you feel that there are remaining misinterpretations about the statement last week on Panama? I don't want to go into that because off the record, and discussions off the record. What were they? What did I say there? I don't want to go into that because off the record.
Well, this may help clarify things over there.
Well, I'll get you this. If you think it's all right, send it over to him. And then ask him.
I think it may be helpful to let Ben go to work on the Panamanian trial. The main thing we've got to avoid is I don't mind fighting the Panamanian. I don't enjoy it. I don't want to fight this solo AM. I've got to avoid that. We can. Very likely to insist on those two paragraphs. And I think what we ought to do is get us in another direction. And without any agreement, if you have to negotiate, I will go carefully.
Okay. All right.
Okay.